This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, guys, welcome into Alabama-Arkansas Instant Reaction. Stacy Blackwood joined by Jake Thomas. Jake, Alabama sweats out a victory over the Razorbacks when they should have ran away with the game in the second half. Just did not put together a 60-minute performance today. And honestly, despite the win, this is one of the more disappointing. You can go back to like the South Florida game as a disappointing win. It's about as disappointing as it gets when you win a football game.
Yeah, you know, that second half was atrocious. I'm sure a lot of Alabama fans was really pumped up about the first half. So, okay, we're starting to see how this team is coming together, how it looks. And then the second half shows up, and we just lay down and just – I was almost like just quit playing all of a sudden. Like, what is going on? It's just a totally different team, and it was odd for sure, man.
Yeah, it's very frustrating when you have a big lead like you had in that game, Jake, where you're up 21 to 6 at halftime, and you get the ball to start the second half, and you have a lot of success running the football. You have to settle for a field goal down there when you get in the red zone. And then after that, it's like three or four straight three and outs offensively. And then the defense in the second half, Jake, they get Arkansas stopped. And there's a phantom face mask call on Jalen Key. I didn't see anybody's hands around anybody's face mask, but they get the face mask call. And then Arkansas puts a drive together, scores a touchdown. And then it's just like they have all the momentum in the game, and Alabama had no answer, Jake. And you know, there was a lot of issues in the game, Jake. The left tackle, didn't matter who played, if it was Caden Proctor or Eliza Pritchard, they just got whipped the entire game. Something has to be done about the left tackle position, Jake. Those guys have to play better. And if they're not going to play better, we have to get them some help. We have to chip with a tight end, double team that guy, do something. Because the left tackle is struggling for Alabama right now, and it doesn't matter if it's Pritchard or Proctor. Neither one of them is getting the job done.
Yeah, you're right, man. That's really hamstrung the offense, especially this game and really for the whole season. But something's got to change there, like you mentioned. We got to get a chip block or something there to help that left tackle out, whether it be Proctor or Pritchard. But something's got to change. And, I really felt like we started running the ball with a lot more success. I had tweeted out at one point that the run protection was a lot better in this game. Pass protection was still kind of, but I really felt like the run protection for the most part was, a lot better than what it has been.
Yeah. The run blocking was decent. It wasn't consistent enough, but the run blocking was, doing okay. But it's so frustrating when you're so much better than a team and you just kind of lay down the second half and allow a team to hang around and nearly make a comeback on you, Jake. I mean, it's disappointing. The penalties continue. The penalty on Key was a phantom face mask. Don't know what the official saw on the Caleb Downs pass interference call either. Downs never touched the dude. There's no such thing as face guarding in college football. So not sure what the penalty was there.
Yeah.
You get a false start when you're doing a victory formation.
How does that ever happen? That's the first one I've ever had heard called in my lifetime. I'm 32 years old.
It's crazy, Jacob. The truth is, Alabama's toughest opponent is Alabama. They can't get out of their own dang way.
Yeah, absolutely. Mental mistakes and everything like that.
The offensive line. Look, Marquise Vision. I know announcers talk about players not turning their heads around in college football. There is no rule for that.
Right.
There's no rule.
Right.
There's no rule that says a defender has to turn his head around. I don't care, because if the guy's running along and never touches the dude and the ball hits the defender in the back of the helmet, that doesn't mean it's pass interference just because he didn't turn his head around. Officials are bad, but Alabama's own worst enemy is Alabama. They can't get out of their way long enough, whether it's, you know, not being good in pass protection, not being consistent in run blocking, pre-snap penalties, defensive penalties that allow your opponent to stay on the field after you've stopped them on third down on multiple occasions. You just can't have that, Jake. And against great teams, you're going to get beat if you do those things. You're fortunate that it happened today against an Arkansas team that just, you know, they're not great. They're, what, 2-5 on the season now. So, you know, I thought, like we talked, for the most part, the run game was pretty solid. You see there, Jace McClellan, 16 carries for 83 yards. Woodell, 7 for 68. You know, Jam Miller had a couple nice runs. Justice Haynes got a couple carries. So, I thought the running game was really solid. And I thought maybe in the second half we got away from that a little bit, Jake. We had that one drive that we put together where it was basically all runs. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it was, we'd come out and I don't know what we were doing, Jake. It's just, like I said, Alabama's their own worst enemy at this point in the season. They're better than Tennessee. They're better than Tennessee. They're better than LSU. They're better than the teams they have left on their schedule. But if they can't stop getting out of their own way, those teams are capable of beating them. And if they don't clean that stuff up, they're going to get beat at least once this season. They have to clean up the little things.
Yeah, I agree, man. A lot of people in the comments, you know, and thank you all for the comments and everything. A lot of people saying, you know, people was roasting Milrow and people defending Milrow, saying roasting Milrow is lame, stuff like that. This game really wasn't on Milrow. He didn't really play his best the second half. But like we mentioned, you know, the left tackle situation has got to get better in order for Milrow to have enough time to look and see his progressions. I feel like he's getting better at looking the safeties off. He's looking more of his receivers. Second half, he kind of overthrew a couple of them. And then he got just the luck of the times and how we was, you know, and all of our momentum was gone. You know, there was a couple of times he wasn't on target with his receivers and wasn't on, you know, the routes were wrong or something. I don't know. But it's not Milrow's fault that everything went to crap in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, Milrow, like you said, in the second half, the first half he was phenomenal, but the second half he was a little off on some of his throws, and there was some drops. Look, he's not going to be perfect on every pass, so the receivers have got to step up and help him. And this was really the first game where you saw drops from the Alabama wide receivers, so that part was a little disappointing as well. I thought it was strange that Burton only had 3 targets throughout the entire contest. So after receiving like 12 last week, so that was a little surprising. But, Jake, offensively, the biggest issue is the offensive line and pass protection, and most notably the left tackle position, Jake. If they cannot protect Milrow's blind side, it's going to be tough.
Yep.
You've got to be able to protect Milrow's blind side. And, you know, and it's kind of late in the season to do this now, Jake, but we talked all offseason how we thought J.C. Latham might switch over to that left side to play left tackle, and for some reason, they decided not to go that route. I'm wondering if Coach Wolf and Coach Saban wishes they would have made that decision over the summer and before the season started to move Latham maybe to the left side of the offensive line to kind of protect that blind side of Milrow.
Yeah, you're 100% right, Stacey. I really think, you know, you look at previous teams, when you have a stud right tackle, usually they get moved to the left side to help out a quarterback and protect his blind side, you know, the next season when you got someone stepping in. But they just didn't do it this year with Latham. I just don't know if I don't know what the situation was at that time, but I would much rather have an experienced left tackle there to protect Jalen's blind side and have maybe a true freshman at right tackle. At least Jalen can see that guy coming. When he's behind you, I know a quarterback's got to feel, you know, the pressure and all that, but I mean, it's constant, and everybody makes fun of talks about Jalen running out to his right. Well, he can't run left because, I mean, there's a guy breathing down his neck. So most of the time, so, you know, you've got to take what you get there. And it's unfortunate. I really think Caden Proctor is going to be good, but throwing him into the season as a true freshman at left tackle, it's kind of risky, and it's kind of backfired so far, it seemed like.
Yeah, but you know, you can't use the excuse that he's a freshman anymore. I mean, he's right. Played a bunch of football now. I mean, he's mm-hmm. played 7 games. He's played a bunch of football. The excuse of him being a freshman is over.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yep. he's seen enough now. He's got to make strides. He's got to have better feet. He's got to be quicker on his strikes. He can't allow guys to consistently beat him on the edge early, and then they whip him with counter moves on that late in the game. That has to be better. I don't understand why we have not sent help his way more often than what we have this season. Maybe do more max protections if you got to, especially with the way that Milroe can throw deep. When you're throwing it, max protect. Run 3-man routes instead of 4 or 5-man routes.
Mm-hmm.
I just do something to help this offensive line in pass protection. Haven't really seen that yet. It's definitely something they're going to have to work on. But look, you get the win. You know, winning is all that matters. It wasn't pretty. I do think that Alabama kind of took their foot off the gas there in the mm-hmm. second half and allowed Arkansas to kind of hang around longer than what they should. And then once Arkansas put that drive together, aided by the 2 Alabama penalties, you know, they just had all the momentum, and Alabama had been out of their zone for so long because they took the foot off the gas that it allowed Arkansas to get back in the game that really probably should have finished around 42 to maybe 13 or so. And mm-hmm. if Alabama would have continued to keep their foot on the gas to start the second half. So, look, this team still can win every game the rest of the way. They have to play better, and they have to play more consistent for a 60-minute period. You can't play well for 30 minutes and then expect everything to just come to you easily in the second half. That's just not going to happen against good teams.
Yeah, and one thing I mentioned, you know, in a group chat I'm in, Stacey, that, you know, what happened in the second half, it sucks for sure. But if it was going to happen, I'm glad to see, you know, adversity with this team. How do we respond to adverse situations? And, I mean, we have lost all momentum. You know, Arkansas was just going up and down the field. We needed a stop on defense, especially that last defensive stand. They did get a first down, maybe two, but we held tall. And I said, this is where you find out where your playmakers are at. And in that drive, Dallas Turner made the biggest play of his life in that game, and he got that sack on Jefferson. So, talking about a leader, you know, Dallas Turner's a leader. And then the ensuing drive, I think it was like third and – it might have been second and – you know, 8 or might have been 3rd and 6, something like that. And Miro, it was a second down play because we threw the ball. And I was like, what are we doing? And he just lobs it over the defense right into Nye Black's hands right at the first down marker, and it sealed the game. I was like, my gosh, you know, talking about leadership. That's why I wanted to see. We lost all the momentum. You have, you know, adversity come in. Who's going to be the leaders of this team to say, hey, we're going to make a stop, and this is going to be how we are moving forward into the season? And I felt like we saw some leadership today.
Well, but Jake, offensively, they stunk it up in the second half.
They did.
They did. They stunk it up. And you cannot play that way. But 3 points in the second half against this Arkansas team is completely unacceptable, if I'm just being honest.
It's
unacceptable. And they have to get better. Look, and everybody, I love it how everybody wants to blame somebody. It's the mm-hmm. team. It's not just one guy. It's team.
There's no I in team, guys.
Look, was Milroe's accuracy a little bit of a problem? Yeah, it needs some work. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it. But guys also dropped the ball. The left mm-hmm. tackle also missed some blocks. So mm-hmm. it starts with the offensive line. Milroe's got to be more accurate, and the guy's got to catch the ball if it hits him in the hands. I mean, it's a mm-hmm. team effort, so there's plenty of blame to go around. When you only score 3 points in the second half against a team like Arkansas, it's not just one guy. It's the entire unit. They have to be better. Defensively, for about 3/4 of that game, they were really, really good. Arkansas didn't even pick up a first down between the second quarter and basically the end of the third quarter. So hard to find too much fault in the defense other than about two series. And you got to believe they're going to, you know, they got athletes too. KJ Jefferson's an experienced quarterback. Terron Arnold has a chance to really kind of ice the game, I believe, if he can sack Jefferson on that play.
Oh, man.
And instead of going low, 180-pound Terron Arnold tries to go high on a 250-pound quarterback. That's just – you can't do that, Jake. Go low. But here's the thing. The rest of the Alabama's defenders, I don't want to say they quit on the play out of laziness. They quit on the play because they thought the whistle would be blown because they sat back there and wrestled for about 30 seconds.
Right, yeah.
And 99.9% of the time, the plays are blown dead. But they continue to let that play happen. So then there was nobody that come to help Arnold make the play because they thought the play would be over. And so it's just one of those unfortunate plays where Arnold probably should have just went low, get the sack on Jefferson. Instead, he tries to go high, and Jefferson's going to win that battle, you know, every single time because he's got 60 pounds on the dude. So
yeah,
it was just one of those weird games, Jake, where Alabama could not get out of their own way. And, you know, that's something we've said over and over again for the past season and a half, Jake, and they've just got to clean it up. I don't understand what's going on. If it's immaturity, if it's just lack of discipline, but I don't know what the problem is, but they got to stop getting in their own way.
Mm-hmm. I agree, Stacey. Something's got to change, and, they got to, you know, the miscues, the boneheaded penalties and stuff like that, they got to get cleaned up as well moving forward.
Yeah, no doubt. I put a couple polls in the chat. One is, did the performance make you nervous moving forward? 11 votes for yes, 4 for no. Also, will Alabama beat Tennessee next week? 5 yes, 1 no. Obviously, it's a long way until next Saturday, but right now, Jake, I still think Alabama is going to beat Tennessee. I think they're just a better overall team than Tennessee. They get the game at home. It's a kind of a revenge factor. But so right now, I would lean Alabama in that game, kind of see what Tennessee's made of this afternoon against Texas A&M. So that'll be fun to watch. It should be kicking off, you know, as we speak. But anything else that you think we need to tie up on this game real quick?
One thing that I just want to mention, you know, talk is the defense, obviously. I just want to look at, you know, KJ Jefferson, 150 yards passing, you know, they didn't really get going on you know, rushing the ball either. And right here, let's see if I find it. We had where was it at? There was a stat that right there it is. They only had 250 total yards, you know, of offense today, and they almost come back and won. It's insane that they did that little and had a chance to win. But our defense is the truth, man. They got in a couple of situations where I felt like they stumbled, like you mentioned, maybe two series is all. But other than that, the defense was lights out today.
Defense. I mean, you give up 250 yards in the game defensively, that's a great effort. Those 21 points are a little misleading for the way that the Alabama defense played. I thought the defense played pretty well for, like I said, really three quarters of the competition, if not more. They just, in the second half, they received no help from the Alabama offense. It's just three and out after three and out. They get one good drive going, and they get in the red zone, have to settle for three when they should have punched it in, Jake. They punch it in for a touchdown right there, and the game is completely different. They go up 28-6 in the third quarter. They have all the momentum. But instead, they have to settle for three, and they let Arkansas hang around, get a couple penalties. Arkansas gets a touchdown, and before you know it, they have all the momentum. The offense can't get anything going, and the defense is having to play the entire second half. So it's just the offense has got to help the defense out a little bit, Jake. This defense is elite enough to carry them to the national championship. The offense just has to be good enough. And while they were good in spurts, especially in the first half, in the second half, it was piss poor.
Yeah. I agree, Stacey. You know, you play as a team, like you said, and you've got to come together and rally as a team. And, you know, we'll see how this team, you know, handles this week's practice. I know they said that they had a good week of practice last week, you know, leading up to this game. Maybe they did, but, you know, the second half was they just stunk it up. First half was really great. They come out on fire, came out ready to play. But they're just like a flip has switched in the second half, and they just allowed Arkansas to stay in it, like you said, and allowed Arkansas to have that feeling that they're going to come back and win this game. Past Alabama teams, we kept our foot on the gas and on people's throats, and they was like, okay, you don't have no chance to come back in this game. It's a totally different mindset. We've got to get that mindset back, I feel like.
Yeah, I'm looking at the chat. Martez, is that mm-hmm. how you said that? Most fans aren't roasting Milroe, though. They're roasting the whole offense and mostly Reese and the O-line. That's just Bleacher Report talking?
I guess so.
I don't know. I don't think we've roasted Milroe at all in this instant reaction. I mean, Milroe was the was the offensive player of the game to me. I mean, I don't know if that was a shot at us, because
no,
we haven't roasted Milroe once.
No, we just said he's got to get better, and everybody thinks that he's got things he's got to work on.
Every player that's playing a sport right now needs to get better. Right. Just because you say a player needs to get better doesn't mean you're roasting them.
Right. I mean, I would say a bunch of Leonard Brace players need to get better after the showing that they had a few nights ago.
Oh, gosh. But, yeah, Jake, disappointing with the way the offense performed in the second half. They should have finished that game better than what they did. And mm-hmm. and they had a chance to put up at least 40 on Arkansas. They just didn't execute well in the second half. And, you know, I do want to give Arkansas some credit, Jake. They kept fighting. They're a tough team. It's really indicative of what Arkansas is and what Sam Pittman has done there in Fayetteville. He gets his team to play hard for 60 minutes. And, you know, you knew they weren't going to back down. You knew guys like KJ Jefferson was not going to back down. So, you know, props to those guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And Landon Jackson, give props to him as well. I mean, he took advantage of a situation where the left tackle, you know, they kind of had a feeling, I guess, or he had a feeling how the left tackle has been a struggle for Bama in, this season, and he took advantage of it. He had a really good game for Arkansas as well.
People are talking about the lead going into the chat. It says,
so I guess Bleacher Report has something about Milroe leading to our chat before they get in here. I haven't really seen it, so. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, we enjoy doing this with Bleacher Report. You know, they may have a different opinion than ours, but that's the thing. Everybody has an opinion to say what they want. But like Stacey said earlier, everybody that's playing some kind of sport right now has to improve. Because, I mean, you really think Michael Jordan – was the greatest at what he did because he stopped practicing and he stopped improving? No, he's the greatest because he continued to work at his skill and work his tail off. That's what you got to do. You got to improve each and every game and do something that you know that will make people talk about you for years to come.
Yeah, I didn't when they were talking saying I thought mm-hmm. they were talking about us and how
right
we were talking about we love Milroe. Look, he's playing about as good as he can play right now. I mean, the dude's got a lot of room to grow, got a ton of potential. Did he play great in the second half? No. But neither did the offensive line, and the receivers didn't help him either. Look, there was a couple plays. Look, were the balls perfectly thrown? No. But they get him in the hands. And if they hit you in the hands and you're on scholarship at Alabama, you got to catch it.
Yeah, that's right. I think it's Tijuana says, you guys are great. Appreciate that. Said all facts.
Does anybody believe this team can beat LSU, Tennessee, and Georgia? Well, I mean, if you mean like the team that showed up today, then no. But you can't just base it off today. You got to base off what you've seen over the course of seven games. And, you know, I think when they play their best, they're as good as anybody in the country. I really believe that. Because defensively, their defense is – Alabama's defense is elite. They're going to keep them in every single game. The offense has to get out of their own way and make the plays that are there to be made. And if they do that, they can beat anybody in the country.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I mean, we had the talent. We just, you know, and like we said, we have said probably on an instant reaction show probably for the last couple weeks now, but we are an unfinished product. We're not done growing and we're not the best that we can be as of yet. I feel like we can continue getting better, and I feel like we will. And, you know, everybody matches up differently against anybody. So,
yep. It's all about matchups. Yep.
Right. And I feel like we match up well for, you know, against Tennessee, LSU, and Georgia. So we'll just, if we get an opportunity to play, we know we're going to play Tennessee and LSU, but if we get the opportunity to play Georgia, we'll see how we do, you know.
No doubt about it. All right, that's going to wrap up our instant reaction, guys. Thank you so much in the chat for joining us. It was a lot of fun. Hopefully Alabama kind of gets it back together and plays a little more consistent next week on the third Saturday of October against the Tennessee Volunteers. Been a lot of fun to do this. Thanks to Bleacher Report for allowing us to do this each and every week for our post-game instant reaction. So I really enjoyed it, Jake.
Yeah.
A win is a win. You got to take them every chance you get. Even if you win by three, it's a win. And I'll take a three-point win every day of the week if it means you win. So big win for Alabama. They're now 6-1 in the season, 4-0 in SEC play, and everything they want is still ahead of them. They just got to take care of business. But that's going to wrap it up, guys. Thank you so much for watching. We'll see you real soon. Roll Tide, everybody.
Roll Tide.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.